Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Sean, don't call me. Seth Meyers is in for City Limits today. He says Silent Night, first song that came to his head.
So Christmas songs and Christmas carols are two different things, right?
Oh.
I said songs. Christmas carol, I would have to go Silent Night.
I think that's a good distinction.
It is.
I have to go with Nat King Cole then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Goat.
The goat of Christmas music, yeah.
Great, the OG.
Great vibrato.
Yes. Whatever that means. 412-928-9370 is the number. Phone lines are stacked.
Let's go. I love it.
You want the Steelers to sign Alan Lazard?
I mean, I think it would help to have another big body without DK these next 2 weeks, but then you kind of make it difficult for decision-making in the playoffs. But listen,
they've got a good group.
They
right
do
now.
Have a good group, but
when they're all there.
When they're all there. And he's been a better receiver in the NFL than Scotty Miller. He hasn't been with this team.
Scotty Miller's got the rapport, although I guess so does Lazard.
He does. Yeah. So I wouldn't hate it, but it would be short term.
I retroactively am less annoyed with the Steelers about Mike Williams last year than I am Russell Wilson.
Really?
Yes. All last year I was lambasting them. You don't have a good number two. And then anytime he played, you could see he could still run. He made the catch against the Commanders. I'm thinking, why the hell? This guy can't get on the moving train. And maybe that was partly on him. Maybe he couldn't pick things up. But Adam Thielen comes in here and made an impact from day one. MVS, he was on the practice squad for a bit. Then he gets called up, makes an impact from day one. And this Mike Williams couldn't get on the field. I don't think Russ was doing a good enough job. And I think Aaron, Rogue Rodgers is the secret sauce. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Dan in Upper St. Clair. Hi, Dan.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Especially Pat here, I think you guys are making too many excuses for DK here with the emotionally charged and high-intensity comments. It's like...
I mean, we both said he should be suspended.
Everywhere. What's that?
We both said he should be suspended. I just think that the NFL in their statement... They made it pretty clear you can't touch a fan, yet there was no such statement released, no suspension for Lamar Jackson. I just want the NFL to be consistent. But neither one of us are saying what he did was appropriate, Dan.
Well, I mean, how is this any better behavior than George Pickens? And start comparing stats there for the season and see where you end up.
It's not. Like, I mean, it's worse. You can't punch a fan. What's your point, Dan? Who said anything about George Pickens?
I'm saying you guys keep making excuses for DK. After you say you don't condone it, you then say, oh, but it was an emotionally charged situation. It was high intensity.
I said don't put himself in the situation, Dan.
The grocery store line. Like, come on now.
Dan, I said he should be suspended. I said that he shouldn't have put himself in the situation. That he shouldn't have been suspended for two games. He should have been suspended for one. They're two different things, Dan. I called him selfish earlier. I'm getting lambasted on Twitter for calling him selfish. So I don't
know. He is selfish. He's a jerk.
Okay, agreed. So why are you yelling at me, Dan?
I said, mostly Pat is making excuses.
He's not. We're saying the same thing.
You go back on what you say.
I said that it should be one game, and I did not excuse the behavior. The behavior.
It's an emotionally charged situation.
It was.
High intensity. I understand it. That is excusing the behavior, man. It is.
I don't understand what he did. Having been in those situations, I would not go over to the sideline. He made the decision to do that. I said, I'm surprised there wasn't a teammate or a coach that didn't step in. And to let a fan that's repeatedly had issues with him get down to the front of the section is another issue. But he should not have thrown a hand at the guy and grabbed his hair. He should be focused on the game.
You're surprised that Mike Tomlin sideline is undisciplined? That's surprising in itself.
But don't relate this to George Pickens. The guy never blocked. The guy went away for 3 weeks and then made a couple plays this week, and everyone thinks he's a great player. He was not a productive part of this team. So don't compare him to George Pickens. DK Metcalf has been
a productive part of this team.
He's not.
He won't be for the next 2 weeks.
He will be in the playoffs.
So don't tell me not to compare them, because they're very comparable.
They're not comparable.
Is George Pickens going to be in the playoffs this year, Dan?
He'll still have better stats, even not playing in the...
Oh, good stats. Ooh. I wonder if he wanted T.J. Watt to get paid for his stats. Or if he was one of the guys calling up saying that T.J. Watt didn't deserve his contract because he'd never won a playoff game. Tough to square those two things, Dan. 412-928-9370. This is a complex issue with a lot of nuance as we started the show.
Yeah.
And people are hearing what they want to hear.
Yeah, I just think that the NFL's consistency on these issues has been not consistent.
It's okay to say, hey, DK, you can't hit a fan. And also say the NFL came down too hard on him based on past precedent. That's what's being said. Someone on the text line called Dan a turd, and that's not nice, especially not around Christmas. Let's go to Bob in Maine. Hi, Bob. Hey, Bob.
Bob.
That was a better call than Dan's. Let's go to Jordan in Pittsburgh. Good morning, Jordan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Jordan.
Two things about Christmas and two things about the Steelers. First of all, the fact that maybe it's cold outside got canceled, but WAP was the number one song on the Billboard charts in this country is ridiculous. Second thing about Christmas, my favorite Christmas meal is the spread of meats, cheeses, and olives down from Penn Mac in the Strip District.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Getting that tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I'll see you there. For the Steelers, I think Dylan Cook has been phenomenal. He has held up so well, especially for a fourth-string left tackle. So, one, do you think that he's going to hold up against Myles Garrett? And then second thing, I texted this in yesterday, but I didn't hear the answer. If you had to pick Kenny G, who I think is the MVP of this team this year, or Le'Veon Bell to flex out into the slot as a running back, which one are you picking?
Thanks, Jordan.
Ooh, that's a great question.
I'm going Lev, but I would be lying if watching this guy catch the football does not connote some feelings of Le'Veon Bell.
It does. It does. It's a consideration. I think you go Le'Veon Bell just because of
he ran a fly route.
The totality of what he... Yeah, I mean, Kenny Gainwell's faster.
Yeah.
He'll take it the distance on you.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Yeah, I'm going Le'Veon Bell on that one. Now, Dylan Cook...
The catch Le'Veon Bell... I know what...
Le'Veon Bell was 6'1", right? Mm-hmm. 6'1", like, you know, Gainwell's not, you know, he's not the biggest guy in the world. He's diminutive.
The catch he made against Jacksonville in the playoff game.
Unreal.
You just don't see running backs make that catch.
No, he was an elite player, both in the run game, but also as a pass catcher. Gainwell, though, like, he fits the modern game almost, if not better than Le'Veon, in terms of just all the motions and things they do in the screen game with him. And like those little guys, it's, you know, like Dez Reed at Pitt or some of these other guys are hard to find. You throw them a screen behind the line on the perimeter, they can slip through cracks, they can hide behind blocks, and then they just burst out of there. But there's something different about a 6'1 target in a tailback. Like, that's that poses a different matchup issue.
It does. I think there's more meat on the bone with Gainwell, too.
I'd be prioritizing his return.
Without question.
Have to.
I'd pay him exactly what they gave
Warren.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you would be thrilled to have that
running
back.
That's a great
tandem.
1-2 punch.
It is.
It's really good. I mean, they're more similar than they're different, but they're asking them to do different things.
Mm-hmm.
I think what they're missing is a bigger back that's, you know, they're using Connor Hayward, obviously, in the tush-push situations, but and Jonnu Smith kind of added a little bit to that room, playing the Cordarrelle Patterson role.
I think they finally found that role for him.
Well, and, but think about it. You come out in no back personnel. It's zero backs, two tight ends, an extra tackle, two extra tackles, I think. I'm doing my math in my head. And you put one of the tight ends in the backfield? Like, that's... So it's like an 0-2 personnel.
Right.
No backs, two tight ends, extra tackle, one wide receiver, and where are they going to line up? They could go empty?
Exactly.
Or they could consolidate, and Jonnu Smith is in the backfield. They run a toss sweep.
Yeah, when they're in the huddle and you're the defense, you're looking
no clue.
At that, you're going, what the hell are we doing?
You have no clue. Arthur Smith has been in his bag the last couple weeks.
He has.
He's been awesome. And him and Rodgers are clearly on the same page. He has done some really, really unique stuff with their personnel groupings. It's given Rodgers more freedom. You know, we went from thinking this offense was stuck in the Stone Ages to now it's dynamic, explosive. They're still doing it with the foundational, you know, extra tackle, those types of things. But that's the NFL now. You look at the best teams, right? Like Philly, Detroit, the Rams. They all have that component to what they do.
Multiplicity.
And then you're able to throw the ball and kind of branch out into spread formation out of those personnel groupings with freaking Darnell Washington catching the ball and running over people. Like, how do you treat that? How do you treat that if you're a defense?
Right. And as we talk about what gives us faith for the Steelers to be a contender, I think they know who they are offensively now. And 12 games through, I think they knew who they wanted to be, but they weren't there yet. And now you're seeing all the pieces come into focus.
I want to wish, where was Dan from? Upper St. Clair?
Yeah.
So, you know, we're Lebo guys. Maybe he doesn't like us because of that. But I want to wish him a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Dan. It's just
sports. I don't like to get in with people. You know, I'll admit this. I want DK to freaking play.
I know.
Like, yes, it was dumb. He's got a track record of some of this stuff. George Pickens was similar. It's not great. You shouldn't do that. But I really want to see him play, and I want to see the Steelers team make a run. As much as people want to, sometimes I feel like root against the Steelers because they want Tomlin out of here, I want to see him win because it's more fun.
Oh, this makes Christmas week that much
better.
That
game on Sunday was freaking fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun to watch. It was high-level football. We have not seen that from this team in a very long time against a good opponent.
People are texting in trying to equate the Y.A. Black situation where he flipped off the Detroit
sideline. He's
going to
get fined.
He is going to get fined, but let me be very clear.
About 15 grand.
I am just not a pearl clutcher on that. I'm sorry. Is it classless? Yeah, fine, whatever. But like, does that...
To me, any...
Do I lose any sleep over that? Come
any
on.
Post-whistle activity or not within the context of the structure of the game, whether it's punching another player, spitting on another player, the fan is another extension. The referees, obviously, and the sideline personnel should be protected. But some of the things these fans say, I will say, is ridiculous.
Well, that's why I say
it is ridiculous. You'd be surprised the homework they do,
yep.
What they know, what they will say to you about your family, about other things. That's, when I say it's emotionally charged, like he said something about the grocery line. Okay. No one's running up on you in a grocery store talking about your mom. And if they are, then something's going to go down. But generally speaking, that doesn't happen. It happens every Sunday in the NFL.
I hate when people try to right-size their
now,
life.
Every single Sunday, every Saturday in college football, you are heckled beyond belief. Yes, you're paid a lot of money to control your emotions. DK should not have done that. He should pay the price. I think the price is a little too heavy in this situation. My personal opinion doesn't mean jack when it comes to the NFL, but that's how I feel. And I just want to see him play because I want to see the Steelers make the playoffs and make a run because I think they can.
And Merry Christmas, Dan.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
We have open phones for the remainder of the show. Perfect way to go into the holiday break. Talking to Yins at 412-928-9370 on the hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Sleigh bells.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
I love this song.
You were just singing his praises off
the air. Did you put it on?
I did not. That's the intuition of one young Dom DiTommaso.
The affable Dom DiTommaso.
It is Tommaso, not Tommaso, correct?
I mean, it can be said either way. I don't think it really matters.
Tomato, tomato.
I think we just need to separate him from the intern Dom.
Tommaso, Tommaso.
This guy's so much more than that. I mean, obviously, he's on the staff.
He's
getting paid.
He's talented.
Incredibly talented.
Really talented.
He gets under people's skin. That's half the battle, if not more.
He's a Syracuse guy. What do you expect?
That. Let's go to Will in Oakdale. Hi, Will.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Great, man.
Yeah, I've been wondering, yesterday, I have a TV on in my kitchen and one in my living room, and I was wondering why no one has mentioned that I thought it was a shaky call, the pass interference call near the end of the game that led up to the nonsense against the Steelers.
You're talking about the initial touchdown, the OPI where...
No, I'm talking when it was called against the Steelers. A couple plays before when we had pass interference, which led to them advancing down the field. I thought it was a pretty shady call, and I'm wondering why no one has mentioned that.
You know what?
I've been listening to radio for a day and a half.
That's a great point.
I know I have personally.
Is it on Porter?
From there, I turned my TV off in my kitchen.
No.
And Dugger, luckily, my TV was on in the living room, and I was like, wow, what the piss? The game's still.
Thank you, Will.
Yeah, that was on Dugger. That was a touchy call. He got there early, a little early. The ball's behind him.
See, that's where when we're talking about replay, I have a problem.
That's a bang bang play.
Because full speed, and even on the full speed replays, I mean, that's to me, that's defense. Now, when you slow it down, then,
he got there a millisecond early.
Yeah, I think you look at that, and then you look at what happened in the Ravens Patriots game, where you had a legitimate tackle. not called a pass interference, the league is out to lunch with the officiating. Ed in Highland Park, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great, man.
Good, Ed.
Listen, I had a couple comments about, you were talking about the Immaculate Reception, and every time I hear about the Immaculate Reception, I flash back to when that game happened, the fact that it was blacked out here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I am a season ticket holder for over 50 years. At that game, I got my money in for playoff games a day late and didn't get a ticket for that game. And as you'll remember, as I mentioned, it was blacked out here. Fast forward, you know, to years later, with the opening of the Roberto Clemente Museum in Lawrenceville, a friend of mine and I went down there for a tour, and we gravitated to a guy, a very nattily dressed older gentleman, and we slipped off from the tour and went around with him. He turns out to be the official photographer for the Pirates and the Steelers. And what he was regaling us with during our walk around with him was that he was the photographer for the Steelers and the Pirates. And because of that win against Oakland, he was reassigned to watch or to photograph the next game, I believe, with Miami.
Yeah. Thank you, Ed.
You cut him off.
I didn't.
Why didn't you cut him off sooner? I mean, what are we doing?
Look, it's a holiday.
That was the most boring story
Dom,
I have ever heard.
Don't
do that.
Come on.
I'm just telling you. I love Ed. Hope he has a great holiday. But for God's sakes, I mean, what are we doing?
He was telling a story.
Yeah, boring story.
He was sparing no detail.
I couldn't tell you beyond that he was a 50-year season ticket holder, what he said. Because
you dozed off a little bit there? Is that what happened?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Thank you for the call, Ed. We love you. You call
Merry
all the
Christmas.
Time. Merry Christmas.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Go to Pat in the car. Hi, Pat.
Pat, great name,
how
man.
You doing?
What's up, man?
Hey. First off, I don't think, you know, it is not apples to oranges with Lamar. It's apples to apples. DK is going to get reduced. Legally, you can't punish somebody different. A $5 lawyer will get this reduced, and the fine certainly reduced. Whether he should have been over there or not, everybody's right. Everybody can see the same point of view. Everybody's emotional about it. Yeah, maybe he shouldn't have done it. The other thing, the best Christmas song is Oh Holy Night by Josh Groban. Steubenville should never mention anything with consent ever, ever. No Steubenville.
Thank you,
no
Pat.
Big red, no word consent. Take care, boys.
See you. Groban's got pipes, man.
Groban has great pipes. Great pipes.
He does the On Eagle's Wings song.
Oh.
People play at funerals and such.
Oh.
Yeah, that'll get you every time.
That'll get you every time.
Every time.
You know, I'm
get a
big
Groban in there.
I'm a big Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Mannheim Steamrollers guy. Now, that is more of the instrumental, obviously, Christmas. And when they do the Christmas Canon is my favorite. Canon and D.
Pat's had like seven favorites today.
Well, it's like my one buddy says. It's in my top five of top 10 greatest songs of all time. Christmas Canon. Canon and D. My wife walked out to that song.
Oh.
Walked down the aisle. Now it's a Christmas version of it. I tear up every time.
Every time. Did you cry when your wife walked out?
Oh, God, yeah. It was
Me
a puddle.
Too. Me too. I judge people who don't. In fact, I think you can predict.
Despite the fact that I had like probably a half a handle of Goldschlager in the.
In the gullet?
Oh, yeah. We were taking shots back.
You were all ripped up for your wedding.
I wasn't ripped up. My breath smelled phenomenal.
I think if you guys ever
it's
wanted.
It's got bits of real gold, so you know it's good.
If you ever, like the Notre Dame helmet, if you ever wanted to get an annulment, not that you would, you have a very beautiful family and a happy marriage, you could say we were intoxicated when we got married.
No.
Works in Vegas all the time.
Mm-hmm. Since you've been to Vegas.
Texas brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
You see this picture? It's Bobby Petrino. You see that? Bill Belichick hired Bobby Petrino as his offensive coordinator in North Carolina, and it's a picture. It's AI. It's a picture of Bobby Petrino in a motorcycle with what I assume was his girlfriend at the time behind him wearing Carolina gear and like a Carolina baseball helmet. And Belichick's in the little side caddy, little sidecar. So good.
We've gone completely off the rails, and so we want to talk to you at 412-928-9370. Dom eviscerated a caller. We're rolling into Christmas. 50-minute mark upcoming, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. A texter writes in, you have a free pass to be rude if you just say Merry Christmas after. I think that's true. Dom, you're a jackass. But you know what, buddy? Merry Christmas. You know, this time of year, we all got to be looking out for each other. Texter writes in, I realize it's the day before a holiday. Bad look hanging up on a longtime caller. Maybe this Christmas, learn to show a little respect.
Wow.
What are we supposed to do there? What am I supposed to do? Pick it up? That's rude, too. So we did the appropriate thing. We let Dom be the bad guy. It's what he's best at. Did you see Doran's take the other day, Mr. Bostic, on the Twitter.com?
Will you remind me?
Quote, the Steelers are proving they can win without Watt and paying him was a mistake.
I mean,
he's not wrong.
I can't say I disagree.
He's not wrong as it relates to they've proven that they can win without Watt, something they hadn't been able to do before. They were 1-11 without him. But I think it speaks to their depth, obviously. I think they'd be better with TJ Watt. Like I think this is Watt's best chance to win a playoff game, and I think that the chances of them winning one without him go down. I know he's never won one in the past. That's not all his fault, obviously. 22 starters, offense, defense. You got a 53-man roster. It's not all on T.J. Watt. When you're making that kind of money, though, you are supposed to be a straw that stirs the proverbial drink. I think they're better with Watt.
They're better with him. They're better with him. However, I think the details of Doran's post are what they could have done with that capital, that money that they paid him. And who knows what they could have done.
Well, and now you know that Sawyer's a guy. And Highsmith played an elite football game. You need
one of his
back.
Best games.
Yes.
You need Herbig back. But yet, Jack Sawyer answered the bell.
Yes, he did.
In that game on the road against Detroit. Like he played big time. You know, the one, you know, big TFL he had obviously was untouched, but he was where he was supposed to be. Good against the run, obviously. I mean, to hold Jahmyr Gibbs to, what do you have, 6 yards rushing?
I mean, 12 carries for 15 yards for Detroit in that game.
Unbelievable. 12 carries is crazy.
Well, they only had one in the second half because the Steelers held the ball the entire third quarter. Now, that's kind of like Mike Tomlin's chicken or egg thing. Like, maybe you'd hold the ball longer in the third quarter if you try to run the ball.
Right.
But the Steelers were up at that point, and they had sapped all the momentum. They only ran 6 plays. And then in the fourth quarter, you're just not going to run the ball. But we talked about that leading into the game. There are 2 ways to stop the run. You got to do them both at the same time. Possess the ball.
Yep.
And you got to shut the run down.
Yep.
But it's easier to shut the run down. Well, we're not in the field the whole damn time.
Getting a double-digit lead helps too. Right? Because that forces the opponent's hand. They have to be, you know, one-dimensional then. Rather one-dimensional.
Right.
And for them, that's, I mean, Montgomery and Gibbs are a huge part of what they do. But the Steelers... Shoot, I think the time of possession in the third quarter, I mean, it has much to do with the Steelers' offense. The defense wasn't on the field at all.
Like, nope.
It wasn't – there just weren't a lot of at-bats for Detroit
no.
in the third quarter. They got, what, 2 possessions? They touched the ball twice in the third quarter?
Yeah, I believe it. 3 and out and a safety.
Jeez.
Steelers' defense turned it on at the right time, baby. They're turning it on, and they've done so without key contributors. Now, getting Derek Harmon back, huge. That guy was a menace. And I realized that the interior of that Detroit offensive line is banged up, and they're playing guys they don't want to play, but they did exactly what you're supposed to do against those
guys. I think the Steelers have their future set at the interior defensive line with Y.A. Black and Derek Harmon.
Y.A. Black, you keep playing like you're playing, you can flick off as many people as
well,
you want.
Well, I mean, and think about Omar Khan and hitting in this draft with those two guys and Sawyer. That's pretty big time. All playing significant snaps.
Yes.
That's big time.
You ready for the duality of man?
Yep.
I'm just going to rip through a couple of texts here. Intern Dom, you can hang up the phone. You're going to want to hear this. Texter, what do I have to do to get Dom permanently on the fan? Only time he's ever on and speaking is when the holidays are people off. Yin's holding back an immense talent. We need more Dom. That from Mark in Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Mark.
Texter, hanging up was bad on Dom. Little guy taking it out on callers.
Good take.
Texter. I'm glad you hung up on that guy. That's a minute of my life I'll never get back.
Better take?
Texter, Dom had to be the annoying kid that other kids in school stuffed in a locker.
I was one of the most popular kids in high school. Try again.
Wow!
Oh, I love it.
Homecoming court?
No, because I didn't want to.
Oh, he's too cool for school! How about that? The duality of man. Pat's getting set to head off to watch Pitt play whatever remains of East Carolina in a bowl game. We'll give our Steelers Brownies predictions, our Packers Ravens predictions. 9:53. What a tune. Time to make the smart call to the Buell Insurance Agency, 724-443-5610. Pitt's going to absolutely mollywop the Pirates, aren't they?
I hope so. Certainly looks that way on paper, but that's why you play the game. East Carolina's quarterback's out. He's going to transfer. One of their best receivers is going to transfer. Their tight end. Both coordinators have left. College football's a mess this time of year. And
yes, it is.
This game is one example of that. But it's a game. You got to play it. And they're down there in D.C. now, down at the nation's capital, getting ready to play on Saturday. I'll be heading down Friday.
I love that sell job by you. It's a game. You got to play it.
Well, I look at it this way. You do have to play it. We've got a bunch of kids on this team that are going to be back next year and are younger players that this is as much a start to next year as it is.
Exactly.
A close to 25. And then you have some veteran guys that it's their last chance to play in a Pitt uniform. So it's hard. It's harder early in the month to get ready for this game. I think it gets easier as you get closer to the game. And obviously once you show up in the stadium for an 11 a.m. kick, you're ready to play.
That's 10 a.m. God's time. I love bowl games. I've watched a bunch of them. I'll continue to watch them. I might be in the minority, although the TV ratings are great for these games. But if my team's playing, they got to win. I want them to win. I mean, that's what it meant.
It's still like someone's going to win, someone's going to lose. Like, you feel like crap if you lose. You feel great
if
you win.
Yes, exactly right.
And there's no one has any excuses. East Carolina's played in this game. They beat NC State last year. It's their second time coming to this game. They're not coming up to lose. So, they're undermanned.
Well, they don't know it yet.
But that's the nature of college football now. These mid-major group of five schools are their coaches are ripe for the picking, their players are ripe for the picking, and it manifests itself in these bowl games.
Do you think that the Packers beat the Ravens?
Yes. I liked what I saw from Malik Willis, frankly, in that game.
You mean future Steelers quarterback Malik Willis?
I don't know about that, but I saw Pony tweeted that. He always has to go there.
Listen, I wanted Malik when they drafted Kenny.
Right, right. I'd take Rodgers back over bringing Malik next year. I think Green Bay is a better team, and you know, obviously tough loss for them. I think they'll be ready to roll in Green Bay in this game.
I think the Steelers slog through it a little bit in Cleveland, but I think it won't matter.
I think they beat Cleveland.
I think they beat Cleveland, but I think the Packers at Lambeau Field beat the Ravens. Merry Christmas, Pat.
Merry Christmas to you, buddy.
Thanks for coming in.
You got it. Dom, Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas, boys.
Merry Christmas, Dom. Doran, Merry Christmas. Look forward to seeing you in the new year talking about a Steelers playoff game. Starkey is up next. Mike Tomlin. This should be an interesting one today at noon. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cloudy and cool all day. High of 46. Goodbye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.